A Banksy artwork, which shredded itself at a previous auction, has sold at auction, and this time for a record £16 million sterling. That's almost €19 million. It's called Love Is in the Bin, and it's what was left after Banksy's piece, Girl with Balloon, self-shredded after selling for £1 million at auction back in 2018. This was the moment last night at Sotheby's in London when the sale happened.
At £16 million for the great, iconic Banksy. Are they out? Thanking them anyway. At £16 million, ladies and gentlemen, we are selling the Banksy here at Sotheby's. You were here for this fantastic moment at £16 million. Alex, you coming in? I can't tell you how terrified I am to bring down this hammer. Just checking that everyone is accounted for. We know who you all are. And selling, ladies and gentlemen, for a new world record, the Banksy, Love Is in the Bin, sold to you, £16 million. Congratulations.
So they were all very impressed with that £16 million, which was way above the guide price of £4 million. Dr. Barbara Dawson, director of the Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin. The great iconic Banksy, I'm wondering, is he a brilliant artist or a brilliant self-promoter?
Well, it's a big price, isn't it, Anya? I mean, it was sold in 2018 for £1 million, and what, 3 years later it makes 16, you know, plus whatever. That's quite a good return on your investment. He's been around a long time, as you know, since the early 80s when he started graffiti art, indeed when graffiti art was a criminal offence. I mean, we now have come to appreciate our street artists. So he certainly was a pioneer in many ways. And his Girl with the balloon, I mean, it's not the most complex image. It's a very endearing image, and it can be bought in stickers, wallpaper, you know, it's been everywhere. And this is the fact that the shredder stuck, he said the shredder should have been completely shredded, but the fact that the shredder stuck means you still have a reminiscence of the actual painting because the frame is still there, and then you have the shredded piece underneath. So it's got unique value, you know, it's got a novelty value for a collector.
Yeah, novelty and all the rest, but there's a lot of, again, you have to wonder how much of this is PR. His style, for instance, is, you know, he uses stencils because he admits himself his freehand isn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, in some of the articles, it was exhibited in Germany and they were comparing it to the Salvador Mundi, which is the most talked about work by Leonardo. Now, as talked about works, I agree, that Girl with Balloon, but Banksy, I think himself, would say he is not Leonardo da Vinci, hasn't got the complexity of composition, but he has the novelty and the unique value, and he is very, very clever. And, you know, it was originally to sort of shake up, or it was anti-establishment, anti-the-state art market. But by doing that, it's amusing, it's interesting, but it's also making a lot of money for him, and it's part of that sort of, it could be almost part of the new kind of cryptocurrency idea with art. But it's is the reason, I think, in itself, it's half shredded, half still there in a frame. So it's that novelty that certain collectors like. I don't know if they're young collectors or old collectors, but that's a big attraction for it.
It's just for an artist with an anti-capitalist message, you know. The people spending that much money on his pictures, are they the biggest fools? Is that the story at the end of the day? Is that the punchline?
I don't think they're going to be fools. People dealing in that money, Anya, again, like any, it's become a kind of, as I said, a novelty commodity. They certainly believe that because of its originality and that. So it wouldn't be what the conventional would be like, Anya, you know what I mean, a really, really good artwork with complexity of composition and thought process. He has a very good thought process behind what he is doing. So I can't say, I wouldn't have a clue how the market's going to jump, it's just a very curious and interesting work, and somebody has done an awful lot of, has a huge return on their million 3 years ago.
All right, well, I think the rest of us will stick with the prints. In the meantime, Dr. Barbara Dawson, Director of the Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin, thank you.